Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is taken from today's gospel lesson. I'd like to read a portion of it for you again. This taken from Mark in the third chapter, beginning at verse 20. Jesus entered the house, and again a crowd gathered, so that he and his disciples were not even able to eat. When his family heard about this, they went to take charge of him, for they said, "He's out of his mind." And the teachers of the law, who came down from Jerusalem, said, "He is possessed by Beelzebub, by the prince of demons. He is driving out demons." These are the words of our text. Please be seated. Our dear Christian friends, very early in Jesus' ministry, he attracted great crowds of people. They followed him everywhere he went. And as he was sometimes known to ask them to listen to him, one time there were so many that he had to get into a boat and push out from the shore a bit so that he could preach. Today's lesson talks about Jesus being invited to someone's house, probably for a luncheon or something, together with his disciples. And so many people followed him in to that house that they couldn't even eat. Jesus' family, his mother and his brothers, were also coming to that gathering and were outside concerned about him because they thought him unable to control the crowds. Now, within the crowd were a number of religious leaders who said he's out of his mind, and they thought him possessed by the devil. Earlier, Jesus had healed many people and cast out devils. But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, countered their attacks by saying, "Can Satan drive out Satan? A kingdom divided against itself cannot stand." Jesus' purpose was always to share the good news. Jesus' purpose was always to do whatever was necessary so that the good news that he had to share could be heard and received by those around him. The forces of evil are not new. In our fallen world, they continue to challenge us and oppress us who live by God's truth and hold high the banner of forgiveness and Christ's love for our fellow man and our families. Now, Jesus' family would have liked to rescue him, but taken from that house that day, Jesus would not have been able to achieve his purpose. His mission to seek and to save the lost, to speak where it was necessary, that people would know and understand his love for them. To defy Satan, knowing that it would bring him to the cross and finally to the open tomb. When the Lord's mother and family arrived and sent a messenger to call him out and to meet them outside to their safety and protection, surrounding him with love and care, he replied, "And who are my mother and my brothers?" Who are my mother and brothers? Those who surround me with their love and listen to me, who take heart in what I have shared with them so that they might believe, so that they might have forgiveness of sins, life and salvation. And he offers us that to us as well today. Who are listening to the Savior? Well, of course you are. That's why you're here. That's why you were drawn here, not just today, but each and every Sunday. To hear God's word, to know that those devils among us, those contrary forces of evil, cannot control us, knowing, however, that God's love in Jesus Christ is sure. So the leaders who were there confronting Jesus were told, "Get behind me, Satan. You are the ones who are trying to defy me." Jesus took their sin and ours all the way to that cross. And so when we're here today, and that cross stands before us, let's not ignore it. Let's not put it down. Let's not say, it's not necessary for me. Because it's necessary for us each and every time we sin and believe and trust in Him always. Confessing our sin as we did a few minutes ago, saying I'm an unworthy child of God. God hears that. He takes it to His heart and shares with us, you are forgiven. And then to prove that, Jesus went to the cross, shed His blood, and offers us a token of that blood, His very true blood, as we come to the altar and receive His body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins. The absolution clearly speaks to our ears. The body and blood of Jesus Christ speaks to our heart. His seal of forgiveness of life and salvation today is something that's as real as our coming here. So that sharing with one another, encouraging one another, speaking God's love with one another, this body of Christ continues to be alive for you and for all. Hear this illustration. Have you ever been to the Hoover Dam? How many of you have ever seen the Hoover Dam? Some of you have, yeah. The Hoover Dam was built in a place where those who opposed it said it'll never work. It was built in 1935 to generate power and to provide water for irrigation to the desert around, surrounded by dry air and good soil. The dam was created and it worked. However, there were those who died to make the desert bloom. A plaque on the dam calls attention to those who had given their human sacrifice that the dam might be given. Such a sacrifice also was made for us by Jesus. That's what the cross really means. It means that for our sins, for our life, God's Son came into the world to love us and care for us. Every time someone sees the Hoover Dam, they're appreciative of those who gave their lives that might be created for them. That power would light up the community. That water would make things grow. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank you for being here today. Thanks to God for bringing you here today. Thanks to God for allowing you to be His workmen in this world, as together we reach out, that all might believe. And so you're in a calling process, I understand. And God has a plan for you. Whatever that plan is, trust Him. Trust Him that He will send you a shepherd as faithful as the last. And then stand behind Him. Support Him, encourage Him. Do what's necessary that this church remains viable and reaching out to the community with the love of Jesus Christ. because to him be the glory, now and forever. Amen? Please rise. And now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus, our living and loving Lord. Amen.